Swing it, baby.
Talking to my friends and having a good time.
Sipping some wine and talking.
Bop, bop.
We're talking. We're being social.
On the Hatch.
The Big Chick Energy Podcast.
That's what you're listening to right now.
The Hatch that you're listening to right now.
With Alicia.
Joanne.
Sam.
Julia.
And Emily.
The Hatch.
Tweet, tweet.
Improvise.
Oh, yeah.
Chickity chick.
This is a real treat.
I think we nailed it.
Fun, huh?
That was a full dozen right there.
I'm a chicken.
No, I'm not. I'm a human being.
And scene.
Hello. Hello, 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 ladies. And
wow.
Welcome to The Hatch,
Top
the Big Chick Energy Podcast. Mm-hmm. How's everybody doing?
Great.
We are so excited to be here, Sam. Thank you so much for having us.
Oh, anytime. I'm Sam Sexton. Who do we have here tonight?
Oh, that's me. My name's Julia. Hi.
And I'm Joanne.
And I'm Emily Melling.
We're all here. No, we're not. We're missing our dear Alicia, who's out and about trotting on the town. No, she's she's out of town, I believe,
in Windsor.
But we know she'll be listening. She's always in our hearts.
It sounds like she's dead.
I don't know.
She's always
in our
hearts. You
can be in your hearts. You can be in each other's hearts alive.
Yeah, she's on our minds. She's
you know,
she's
with us. We're lying. She's in the bathroom. She'll be
in the bathroom. She's trying to do a stand-up pee by herself.
Yeah, she
is. Yes.
Yep.
Yes, yes. We were just chatting about, you know, going to the bathroom outside in these times, especially... Mm-hmm. If you can't find a bathroom as a lady, it can be tricky. So we were talking about some options for that just before we got on the podcast. So
such as funnels,
you know,
using your clit as a joystick, paraphrasing,
or direct the stream.
Yes, or just getting totally naked and removing all objects nearby and just
which is 90 degree angle and shooting backwards.
It's really,
I prefer just to pee in my pants, but
pee directly into your clothing. There are a lot of options.
There's options for that now, and as you get older it becomes more acceptable. I hear
it becomes less of a choice.
Yeah.
That's why you do Kegels. You got to get yourself a vagina coach.
Yeah, there's a lot of innovations and depends and that type of stuff these days.
Quick question. Emily, do you have a vagina coach?
No, but I met one last week and she's really cool.
No way.
She has like a full, like a product line. She has like a program and it's like not just about peeing. It's about prolapse. It's about having no back pain. It's about not having painful sexual intercourse. It's like a lot of stuff. It's really cool.
Floor.
And then we were talking about it and she came up with this tagline, every vagina needs a coach. And I'm like, that's the best. She has really, it's really funny stuff. You should check it out. I'll leave a link to it in the show notes because every vagina does
What's the name of this coach?
Kim.
Okay. She Fake sounds name. Real. Okay.
I met her like at a business thing that I was doing because my current business coach was running this awesome accelerator and I was like, this is awesome. Anyway, so she was there. She's had her business for like 10 years now. And because she was like, I watched a video in elementary school of childbirth and decided I did not want that. So she dedicated her whole life to making vagina things great, which is cool, man.
It's good.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't want a prolapse vagina. I'm going to hit her up with my money when I need it.
Sorry. No. Yeah.
No, you will not.
I was putting her foot down. Okay, sorry.
I was just thinking about, and we don't need to get into details of this, but is that what prolapse is or something else prolapses through?
I thought it was something comes through.
So I think it happens, like, if you have a hysterectomy.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, your vagina will prolapse.
Oh, jeez.
Is that, like, your bladder coming through? Is that what that is?
No, because that would come through your urethra.
There's a couple different versions of prolapse. Yeah. Basically just when your organs just kind of, like, fall.
Yeah.
So sometimes, like, because I had heard about prolapse, what, like, oh, this woman was talking about how, like, she gave birth and her child was particularly large and then she had a prolapse and she was like, she didn't know what it was. And I'm like, I don't know what this is either. Oh. So I looked it up and, like, it's basically your uterus can, like, fall inside of you. It can either, like, show a little bit.
Yeah.
Or it can, like, actually rest on your,
I think it hurts.
Like, on, like, your bladder or your intestines. Yeah. So it can cause, like, a lot of problems. Yeah. And, like, sometimes your bladder prolapses or, like, your
intestines. Oh, your bladder does prolapse? I'm just thinking, like, it's going to fall out of the hole it's connected to.
Yeah.
Maybe so it pushes things along the way.
Yeah.
I think it can do that, too. Yeah.
Huh. I heard that happened, like, when people wore corsets all the time. Like, it would, like, push things down.
It sounds about right, but
yeah, that does.
Same with, like, your heart, because, like, it puts, like, the bottom of your rib cage in and forces your lungs and heart up, but then your heart isn't, like, resting on anything, because, like, your heart kind of has, like, your lungs to, like, rest on. So people's hearts were, like, or women's hearts were, like, really strained, and a lot of them had, like, heart conditions and died surprisingly young, like, really extreme situations with, like, corsets. Because there's some women, like, I think the smallest waist recorded is, like, 11 inches circumference. Like, it's insanely small.
That's, like, not healthy. That's
not
the size of my bicep.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I could wear it as a bracelet, the size of my
waist.
Yeah,
that's, like, just your spine. It's just, kind like, of. Just your spine at that point.
Like, some women were very extreme.
Yeah. So.
And now I wear sweatpants.
Yeah, I was like, I don't. I only wear peplum tops.
This was not the question I was thinking about, but now that we are on the topic of prolapses and what are these girdle, what are these things called? Girdles
corsets?
Or corsets. Thank you, corsets. Do you think there's any positives to like that time period? Like, are there things that existed back then or ways things were done that were actually better than we do now? Because I just think about how it must have been a pretty awful time to be born.
How long were corsets around for? Let me Google that.
Like 100 years? I don't know.
Long.
Well, I just watched Pride and Prejudice with Keira Knightley.
Great movie.
And I really did enjoy it. I will say one thing that I liked about that time period was the amount of ribbon that they bought and that they were obsessed with. And I was like, yes, I would also like to go to the town and buy a bunch of ribbons. So, and that they played a lot of piano.
Ribbons and piano.
Yeah.
You can't buy ribbon today. Oh,
I
do.
I have a drawer full of ribbons.
She turns it around. She's got, like, fucking ribbons all over her head.
I've got
a
ribbon
right here. What do you do with it all? What do you do with it? Put it in your hair?
You just have it.
Okay.
Just have it.
Yes.
My life is infinitely better with more ribbons.
Okay, so 16th century to the early 20th century. So, like,
I guess it was like the roaring 20s is kind of like when it stopped. So even like the last 100 years, we haven't had corsets.
Yeah.
People still, like, not, obviously not, you know, casually, but as part of fancy dress.
Fancy dress. But not,
we have Spanx now, as you know.
We have Spanx, and then we also have waist trainers. But this wasn't the question Sam asked. Was there anything good about that time period? I'm going to go with no, because I watch a lot of Outlander, and it's just, like, brutal, brutal, brutal.
Yeah, it's like you, to add to Emily's point, it's like, oh, you have a cold? Hope you don't die.
Yeah.
Like, you're just fucked.
Yeah, well, because I'm watching The Nick, which it takes place in that time.
I love The Nick.
Yeah, very good show.
Oh, my God.
But lots of horror stories of people dying of all kinds of things because they didn't know how to treat anyone and they had no technology or proper medications. So I'm just thinking, like, this is god awful. Mm-hmm. But one thing that was kind of appealing to me is the horse-drawn buggies. Like, I just think
they're still around.
It would take a long time to get anywhere.
It's just kind of fun.
Yeah.
There are like, a lot of Amish communities in Northern Ontario.
That's yes, that's true.
Use those. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, maybe I don't think I would actually want to replace those with cars with those, but maybe just I should go for a ride in one because I think I think it's something I would like to do.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Was this your roundabout way of telling us this is how you would like us to take you out for your birthday?
Yeah, well, you know, my birthday is coming up.
I know.
When is your birthday? Didn't we just celebrate your birthday?
I know, right? It just, it's like Groundhog Day. It feels like I just had a birthday. But it's when is your on birthday? May 20th. So
20 days from
we just
now.
Sent you cheesecake. Did you not save any?
I know. I can still taste it. It was so delicious.
Jeez, Sam.
Strawberry.
What a waster.
Chef's kiss. 10 out of 10.
Ungrateful. Little glutton.
I know.
Oh, man.
All right. So we'll try to find a horse and carriage for you.
Okay. Yeah.
It might just be Dylan. Putting you on his back, walking around your apartment
with a horse mask on.
Yeah,
we'll borrow Emily's
unicorn.
We already
do that, so
true.
You already do that. That's just how.
But this time, we'll pay him.
Okay. Yeah, that should make it even better.
Great.
Then you have to enjoy it. Yeah.
Bye.
God.
Yeah. So with that, we will take. I guess.
Julia wanted to say something.
No, it's fine.
Tell us what you like about that time period.
Well, since you asked, it's a little bit of a mixed bag for me. I think one of the things that, because I think today we're really, really lucky to have the technology that we do and the medicine and that, like, you know, it's pretty easy to, at least for us where we live, it's pretty easy for us to get whatever we want
except the one vaccines
thing, ooh, topical
political evergreen content
yeah, except for that, but one thing that I don't love about how our society works today would be like factory farming and food waste. Like, back in the day, you know, food wasn't, you know, genetically modified or covered in, you know, pesticides. And, you know, I'm not saying it was great for the animals living in that time, but probably you could possibly argue more humane or more natural animals the way they were grown. Like, nowadays in factory farms, chickens are killed at 5 weeks and they're basically bred to just grow an exorbitant rate. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to be political here, and like I'm not a vegan or like a super animal rights activist. It's just kind of how it is and how our society is able to sustain itself because we eat so much. So I think that is something that I kind of admire about the olden days, was just kind of like food was a little more not modest.
Purposeful?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. But at the same time, like, let's go back to, like, 1700, you know.
1776.
Yeah, 1776. Nice. Like, you know, if you were poor, you didn't get the best food available. You had, like, potatoes.
Yeah.
And things like that. Or, like, we didn't have the variety of food we have now. Like, you couldn't just order Indian food back in the day, you know?
You so still can't like, in some places.
Yeah, I mean, it's still more common to like try all these different types of foods and spices. And we didn't have wars over spices and tea these days. So
that we know of.
That we know
there
of.
There is a slaughterhouse near in Burlington, actually. And the slaughterhouse, it's sad, like, because you see, like, the pigs, like, in trucks, like, going to be, like, slaughtered.
I hate
and
that.
The name of the place, and I don't want them to get mad at me, but because they seem powerful.
Who cares?
It's called Fear Man. Fear Man. I was like, your name is, I think, I don't know, we're, Jesse and I were talking about it, but, like, maybe it was the guy's, like, last name, and he was, like, a butcher back in the day. I'm like, Fear Man? Like, really? That's the name that you're going to give your butcher shop? So, like, that's just sad, man. That's just sad.
It's been on the nose.
Yeah, it's too much. It's too much.
It is.
It's not Fearman or it's Fearman.
I think like it's, maybe they call it like Fearman, like they say it fast, but I'm like, I say it slow. So that people feel slow and that's the impact.
It's how Joanne pronounces it. That's the golden rule that we live by.
Yeah, they don't try to like, you know, sweep it under the rug with like, Fearman. You're not like Fearman. Like
Fearman. Yeah. Oi. Oi. Yeah. And with that, we take you to Victorian England. We'll take you to a kitchen. We're going to take you to a kitchen in Victorian England. Let's go.
All right, love, I need you to get me over there. Just go grab the pork. I need at least 2 tenderloins, and I need at least 2 cuts of the back bacon also, because my lord is very hungry today. This morning he is unhappy. He is bowel-bound. He's bowel-bound, and he needs his sausages, and he needs his back bacon, and he needs them. Go on, get it, and bring it back, and... How else will I explain this to you? I don't know, but it's just, can you chop it? Chop it? Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Great, well, you're doing a great job.
Oh, what the hell, Dad?
Oh, my lady. My lady, you shouldn't see this. She's covered in blood. She really can't handle her own, she throws up at the sight of blood.
Her constitution is just... ridiculous!
It's quite short. Oh,
I'm sorry, my lady. Sorry.
Now, my lady, you look so gorgeous with your ribbons.
Thank you. Of course. Unlike you peasants, I do have some pennies for some fancy things.
As is right by His Lord Almighty, our God and Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Well, please get supper ready. The Lord will be here soon.
Okay. Yes,
I'm going
we were
to get
doing
my
breakfast,
corset
but...
now.
Oh,
breakfast and dinner. You know that he's just waking up.
Yes. Right.
Better hurry.
All right. Well, I'm going to need the bread. I'm kneading the bread. I'm putting it in my hands. I think I threw it. Okay. And I'm going to chopping some carrots, and I'm kneading the bread, chopping the carrots, kneading the bread, and chopping it. There's my finger. My finger's down in the bread, and now it is baked in the bread loaf, and I'm not sure which one it went into.
Oh, I think I'm going to be sick again.
I think I might be sick too.
Hello, Lord, how are you, dear? And I'm just so late for my shift as a butler. Oh, look, you all got 9 fingers now. What'd you do there, love?
Well, I put it into the bun. I put my finger in the bun.
Oh, I'm sorry. I really feel ill.
I'm losing a lot of blood.
Oh, you know what? They just stick all your fingers in the air, stop the blood from flowing out, and you just find a bucket.
Find a bucket for my thumb. Find a bucket. If you see my finger, you let me know.
Okay, I'm going to do the onions.
Oh, great, so you just want me to yourself vomit?
Pastries.
Oh my gosh. All right,
are you going to help me? Do you have any ale?
Ale. Yeah, I guess I'll go get some ale.
Oh, what's going on here?
Sorry.
What's happening?
My lady, I'm sorry.
My goodness.
I'm really sorry. It's been a wild night. She lost a finger in the bread, and then...
M'lady, there's
nothing... I've got all my fingers, it's all right,
hope that you do.
Oh, m'lady, your bow has fallen off your head, and
my goodness, it's because of all the stress that you're putting me under.
Indeed.
My bows are coming loose because I don't have my breakfast or dinner yet, and my lord is coming home shortly.
Well, we'll have the sausage right up then for you.
Oh my goodness.
Watch, we don't cook it. We don't cook the bear right in the bread.
Ignore her, madam. Everything's fine down here. I will bring up your meal and some appetizers and a lovely bevy for
Thank
tonight.
Thank you, Bartholomew.
You're welcome. All right, she's gone.
She's gone.
Now we can talk like ourselves.
Oh my god!
You got more ale.
I don't have any ale. I've got no finger. I can't touch anything with either of my hands, and I've got no finger, and it's in a bun. And wait, if she doesn't have a sausage in a few minutes, she's going to have her asses on the platter.
I'll drink yours.
Why you're so concerned with ale? I've got no finger.
Is she saying ale or eel?
I love ale.
Ale.
Oh, she's eel. A bloody drunk.
She's a bloody drunk. And I've got no finger. So I'm just, you know. All right. Here's the thing. What I'm going to do, because it seems as though we have a very serious issue and matter at hand, and also my lord and my lady are both very hungry, very hungry. I'm going to bring up some food for them. It's just going to be the buns. And
that's
hopefully my finger's not in there. I don't know if my finger's in there, but I'm going to take the buns.
Maybe.
Right now, she's off doing my job. Right, I'm out of kitchen maid now. This is absolute bollocks.
Well, you can have some ale with me.
You're chopping so many vegetables. You should not be intoxicated.
Great news! My lady was eating a bun. She found my finger, so I just guess I'll stitch that back on, except that she's got my bollocks on a platter and all. Well, you just can't stop giggling, can you? You've got too much of the ale.
No more ale.
I'll give you a swig of that.
I better go down to the cellar and get myself some carrots, because these pies are almost done.
Carrot pie? Carrot.
She's dropped that one. She's putting carrots in the pecan pie.
She's. Carrots in pecan pie. You ever heard of such a thing?
What's that, love? Are you alright? You know, we should stitch your finger back on.
I'm a little loopy. I'm not gonna lie. I've been running up and down the stairs with a plate of buns and my finger. Oh,
girl, that reminds me. Remember to do your own job. I'm the butler. You're the cook. You have to have some decorum here.
I forgot my place in all this haste.
Exactly.
I wonder if I should be braced for a waste of my job. I'm gonna go take a nap because I've lost a lot of blood.
Okay, well, I think that's the worst thing you could do. Maybe we could just, like, stitch your finger back
on. Bartholomew?
Yes, m'lady?
What is going on with my dinner? I had a crunchy bit in my buns earlier, and I don't know what's going on.
I've heard of this incident, madam, and we are taking immediate care of it. I will bring up some shortbread and a little bit of honey sherry for you. Would that be acceptable to your ladyship?
That might be. Could you also give me a slice of pecan pie? That would be most wonderful.
Yes, it is coming out of the oven shortly, madam.
Thank you, Bartholomew.
And of course, m'lady. Oh my god, what the fuck are you doing to the pecan pies? Quit putting carrots in it.
A pie's ready. Here you go. Oh, it's only got a few carrots. Don't worry, I ran out of pecans. I had to replace them with something.
So you thought the best substitute for pecans were carrots?
So we hid.
I've upsetting news.
You hid? What is it?
I've chopped Don't off another mad. Finger.
Don't I'm pissed mad. At both of you, and you lost another fucking finger.
Well, I'm not sure where it went, but I went down and I was looking at what she was doing, right? Because she's quite lush, and so I put my hand down and she just went, fuck. And then next thing I know, my finger's gone, and there's Excuse a pie. Me.
All right, you know what? You have got to stop putting your fingers in the fucking food.
Well, you know, I can't help. Put my finger in a bun, put my finger in a pie. It's just a good place to put a finger.
No, it's not.
In it?
No, it's not, because her ladyship eats it. She said you got a crunchy bit, I think, with your fucking fingernail.
Well, yeah, that's right, because I took it right out of her mouth when I saw it.
Oh. Stop it. Stop it. We need this job. We need this job. We can't lose this job. We need to do it good.
Well, I'm doing my job good. You're the one chopping off fingers.
No, I'm just putting carrots in pie. You're the one chopping up fingers.
Well, you look careful at the carrots.
Oh my god.
Careful.
These aren't orange carrots. They're parts of orange fingers. I forgot she had scurvy at some point.
Bartholomew, where is my... Please bring my pie.
Of course, madam.
Oh god, bullocks. Hurry up with that pie.
You know what? We just got to get creative. Okay.
Put some fresh cream on. Put fresh cream on top. She won't see the orange.
Yeah, the cream will disguise the bone. That's lovely. Oh, fuck it.
I got some fresh mint as well. Here.
Well, you know how to garnish. All right, here I go.
Oh, God, I really hope I don't lose my job. If I do, I'm going to be stuck outside in the cold. I'm really worried. The winter's coming.
Winter's coming, but it doesn't mean nothing, you know? You lose a finger here or there, and it's not because of the frost. It's because your co-worker's chopping off your finger.
I'm only 14. I can't get a job anywhere else.
Oh, you can get a job anywhere. You're a Dickens kid. Dickens kid working factories, right?
All right. Dickens kid? I guess I could. I'm Dickens, yeah.
Right.
I'm a Dickens kid.
Look, chin up. Cheer up.
I should have been drinking them some of the ale.
You drink a lot of ale for a 14-year-old, I will say. Oh, you're quite emotional. You got your hands in the jello. That's not been invented yet, but it's something that's coming to you.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I need some thrill in my life.
Look, tell me something. What do you want to do with your life? Let's figure it out. Maybe we can get that happening for you right now.
I like to train to be blacksmith.
A blacksmith.
Yeah.
That figures because you keep chopping off my fingers.
Yeah, I've been practicing lots, but
yeah,
I don't think I'm strong enough yet. I'm still weak.
Oh, all right. Okay, I'll stand just here. You stand just there. And you take the big hammer and you do a bigger whack. And we'll see if your whack is strong enough on my end and if you're strong enough to be a blacksmith. Ready? Whack in my hand. Ready?
All right.
Three, two, one.
Blow!
Go! Well, that's the end of my end. I guess my job's done.
I'm sweet, you can be a blacksmith.
You can be a blacksmith and I'm going to be a dead man.
Be careful.
What the bloody hell should do? Wash you on the floor? What the fuck is going on?
Well, she's helped me with my next job. I'm going to be a blacksmith.
What about your current job?
Gross. You got a plague?
My goodness, what's going on here?
Hello, my lady.
Hello,
what?
My lady.
There's one is on the floor. What have you got? There's blood everywhere.
Just having a rest.
It's in my pudding. Got blood pudding here.
Oh, what's going on? The pudding's good.
Only the best for you, my lady.
Well, I'm quite hungry. Where is
your pie, my lady? I just brought you pie, the pecan pie.
Oh, quite true. It's quite delicious at the same time.
My lady, might I just pull something from your delicate, gentle mouth? There we go.
Is that a ring? Is that a ring in there?
That'd be my ring for my ring finger, which this one here just has walloped off, but also the other end. It's also gone. Not a big deal. I'll sew this on the other end. Maybe I'll sew it on my toe. Either way, I'm dead now.
Bartholomew?
Yes, madam.
That pie was the most delicious pie I've ever had.
Thank you, m'lady. I will send my regards to the kitchen staff.
I made it. I made the pie.
You made it?
I did.
Young thing?
Yes.
Oh my goodness. How
it's
inspired.
Thank you.
What did you put inside?
Carrots.
And that is it. That is
carrots.
Absolutely it.
Yeah, I bought carrots.
Quite delicious.
I bought a few.
Just carrots.
May I need a carrot? I guess. Mm-hmm.
So interesting, this carrot.
You're familiar with these, the root vegetables, usually orange.
And lady. And why the dead person on the floor?
She's in rest.
Really just sleeping.
Snoring. Oh, lots of
She's been drinking a lot of ale. So.
Death rattle.
Oh dear.
You know what? Let me just drag her out of here for you, Melinda. Thank you.
Thank you, Bartholomew. So you made the cake, did you?
Yes, but I really want to be blacksmith.
Blacksmith? Well, that's quite hard work.
Well, I was wondering if you could maybe put in a good word with my lord.
Maybe if you keep making these delicious carrot cakes, I will. I mean, pecan pies.
Okay, you don't know really what's in there. You don't really want
to
know.
What's really in there? I need to know. This is going to be the talk of the Essex County.
Okay. Well, just a few other ingredients.
Such as?
Just a little bit, finger.
A little bit of finger?
Yeah.
I've never heard that before.
Oh, it's French. It's a French delicacy.
A little bit of finger.
Yes, it's very exquisite, very rare, expensive.
Interesting. Yes. The Earl of Sandwich just created a sandwich. I wonder if maybe this would be my creation. A finger food.
Yes, finger food. Precisely, my lady. Precisely.
You're onto something, young lady. I think.
Thank you. Thank you, my lady.
I think I will put in a good word for you with my lord.
Oh, excellent. Blacksmith, yes. Things. That's me. Your next blacksmith. Very innovative.
Do you have another slice?
Certainly.
Oh.
There you go.
So good. Thank you.
If you just need an extra piece, you can just chop it off. That's fine.
My lady, don't worry about that.
All right.
Well,
guess I'll just stand here with my appendages bleeding out as you harvest my fingers.
Should we take you somewhere, love?
You could take me to a coffin. I'm bleeding a slow death here. Have been for quite some time. Whilst my lady makes an Earl sandwich.
Well, I could get you a dish rag. And then we can try and stop some of the bleeding.
I think it's too late. I'm a ghost.
Oh. I need those, actually.
Yes, that's why me. I thought you might want them, and then you just ran off.
Please, quickly. We've got to make more.
Yeah, chop them.
She don't have any fucking hands. She's a ghost.
Are you chopping with your fingers?
What? I don't know, okay? I haven't... A knife right now.
You're a blacksmith, aren't you? Use a blacksmith's tools.
All right. You got this iron, hot iron.
Perfect. Slice of... Okay! That's painful.
All right. And I got a bread box for your body.
All right.
All right, here we go, love. Follow me.
All right, nice knowing you. Thank you.
Cheerio.
All right, well, I guess this is the end of my life. I'm being activated by a young girl. I've wished that I could have had a wife, but now I am just a sad man.
That was delicious. Chef's kiss, 10 out of 10.
What a ride.
Love that chef's kiss ending.
I chose the wrong voice because now I can't talk
in that register. Oh, but it was very good. It was a good accent.
I'm in so much pain right now.
Oh, no.
I can't do it. I can't do it.
Emily's like changing accent. It went from Irish to like Southern.
Australian.
And then we all went to like, is it Hackney?
Cockney.
Yeah. Accent?
I was trying to be Cockney the whole time. It was not working, obviously.
I've been watching a lot of Peaky Blinders. So that's what that was.
You were prepared. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, that was very strange.
I want to be a blacksmith.
What?
So much giggling.
Oh my gosh. I couldn't keep it together. Sorry. And then what happened, you didn't see when I turned my camera off, I had cried and my mascara was running.
So well, I can see your mascara, like.
Trying to fix it. Oh, yeah. That was funny.
Was.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
End of statement.
That's really what this is about, right? It's for my enjoyment.
It's for Sam's enjoyment.
Right.
Sam hires us to entertain her on Friday nights.
Mm-hmm.
She pays us each a penny farthing.
Yes.
I think I have a shilling somewhere.
Oh.
Yeah, I like randomly found it in my childhood room. I just put it in like a safe place. I'm like, how did I end up with a shilling? I'd never been to England at that point. I was very confused.
Ghosts. Do they still have shillings there?
No. They converted to the pound like back.
Yeah.
In like the 60s or 70s, something like that.
A quid. Mm-hmm. A quid.
What a time. Quid. Well, you know what? That about wraps things up over here on the hatch. I feel like, we need to go on a little British trip.
We should totally go to England.
We will.
That would be fun. That would be fun.
On a British trip.
Practice all of our accents at the same time.
Yeah.
And let's insult everyone.
And they're like, bloody tourists.
Bloody tourists. Yeah.
And maybe do like a kitchen tour.
I'd be down for that. Like, we could go to the countryside and just do like, go to like mills and bake bread.
Yeah.
I hear from my fingers.
Let's just knock on people's doors and see what their kitchen's like. It's like, I have a KitchenAid oven. Please come in. Like,
yeah. You might be familiar.
Yeah.
Well, thanks to everyone for watching. This has been The Hatch. I'm Sam.
I am Julia.
I'm Joanne.
I'm Emily. And Alicia's in our hearts.
She is.
And also in Windsor.
She's not dead.
Not dead. Not dead. One. I think the more we say not dead, I think people are just going to think she is. And we're just covering it.
It sounds a little suspicious for sure.
She's not dead.
Bit suspect.
Anyways, thank you for listening. If you'd like that, check us out at Big Chick Energy Sketch on YouTube and Instagram, Facebook, everywhere. Thanks for listening. Have a great rest of your day.
Bye.
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 Toodles.
Thanks for listening to The Hatch. We are ecstatic that you joined us today.
If this episode cracked you up, make sure you give us an extra special review.
Your ratings and reviews flip our day sunny side up and help more comedy lovers like you find our podcast.
Don't forget to subscribe and share this episode with someone you think needs some big chick energy.
And if you want to explore more of our yolks, head on over to bigchickenergysketch.com and get all of our content straight to your inbox.